On Morgan's AM, a mixed resumption to trading for US equity markets, inflation still garnering attention.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets mixed after resuming trading following the Memorial Day long weekend, with investors continuing to monitor inflation signals. The Dow added 46 points or 0.1%, pairing an opening gain of as much as 300 points, but logging a fourth straight session of gains. The broader S&P 500 dipped 0.05%, despite a 3.93% jump for the energy sector, and with the S&P 500 financial sector hitting a record high. Healthcare and utilities were the worst performing primary sectors. American Airlines Group and United Airlines gained 1.8% and 2.3% respectively, after the Transportation Security Administration said it screened an average of 1.78 million people across the Memorial Day long weekend, well above the volumes of 1 year ago, and another sign that US air travel has reached a pandemic-era high. Those volumes are more than six times higher than a year ago, but still 22% below Memorial Day weekend in 2019. Abbott Laboratories fell 8.3% after the company cut its full-year 2021 profit forecast, citing expectations for a sharp decline in revenue from its COVID-19 tests as more Americans get vaccinated. The Nasdaq slipped 0.1%. However, the small capitalization of Russell 2000 index continued to outperform with a 1.1% gain. In merger and acquisition news, Cloudera jumped 24% after private equity firms KKR and Clayton, Dubilier & Rice agreed to take the data analytics firm private for $4.7 billion or $16 per share. In a major milestone, more than half of the US population has received at least one dose of a COVID vaccination, according to data posted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In US corporate earnings, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise lost over 0.5% in after-hours trading, despite posting better-than-expected fiscal second-quarter numbers, recording its first quarter of double-digit sales growth since demerging from HP Inc. in 2015. Zoom Video Communications gained over 2.5% in extended trading after the video conference company posted better-than-expected fiscal first-quarter adjusted earnings per share and revenue. Advanced Auto Parts and NetApp are among companies slated to post quarterly numbers tonight. In US economic data, the Institute of Supply Management's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index increased to a reading of 61.2 in May from 60.7 in April. Manufacturing accounts for approximately 12% of the US economy. The survey's forward-looking new orders subindex jumped to 67 in May from a reading of 64.3 in April. The ISM survey's measure of prices paid by manufacturers hovered near levels last seen in July 2008 when the economy was in the throes of the Great Recession. Elsewhere, construction spending rose 0.2% in April after a 1% jump in March. European bourses advanced, with the basic resources sector up almost 3% and lifting the benchmark pan-European Stoxx 600 index 0.8% higher to a fresh record peak. Germany's DAX gained just shy of 1%. Daimler advanced after it agreed to pay Nokia for using its patents, ending a row over royalties for key technologies. Luxury car maker Porsche, owned by Volkswagen, gained just over 5% after a report that the Porsche and Piëch families were prepared to take a direct stake in the brand of its sports car unit if it is separately listed. Francis CAC rose 0.7%. In Eurozone economic data, a flash reading of the Eurozone Consumer Price Index rose 2% year-on-year in May, the first time since October 2018 that the headline rate was above the European Central Bank target of inflation close to but just below 2%. The core CPI measure, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose a more modest 0.9% year-on-year. A final reading of the market manufacturing PMI for the Eurozone rose to 63.1 in May, the highest reading since the survey began in June 1997. The Input Prices Index soared to 87.1 in May, comfortably the highest reading on record. Heavyweight mining and energy stocks lifted London's FTSE 100 0.8% as trading resumed following the bank holiday long weekend. BHP Group rose 3.6%, Rio Tinto up 4%. In UK economic data, a final reading of the IHS Market SIPS manufacturing PMI rose to 65.6 in May, slightly below the flash estimate, but representing the highest reading since 1992. And nationwide housing prices jumped an annual 10.9% in May, higher than the 9.2% increase forecast by economists and the fastest pace in nearly 7 years. UK house prices hit a new record high at an average of £242,832, according to Nationwide. Elsewhere, Bank of England Deputy Governor Dave Ramsden said in an interview with The Guardian newspaper that there was a risk that demand gets ahead of supply and that will lead to a more generalised pickup in inflationary pressure, adding that the central bank are looking carefully at the housing market and a raft of real-term indicators. Base metals were modestly weaker across the board. Copper eased 0.3% to $4.64 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel slipped 0.2%, as did aluminium. Zinc with a 0.1% slip. The Caixin Market Manufacturing PMI, which tends to focus on small to medium-sized enterprises, edged up to 52 in May from 51.9, the highest level since December last year. The sub-index of total new orders hit its highest point in 2021 last month, and the gauge for new export orders was at its highest since November. A sub-index for input costs on the Chinese measure expanded at the fastest pace since 2016. Benchmark spot iron ore climbed back above $200 a metric tonne, rallying $9.84, or almost 5%, to US$208.67 a metric tonne. Gold futures dipped 30 cents to $1,905 an ounce after logging a near 8% gain in May. Oil prices rallied to more than two-year highs after the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries and their key producing allies kept their current plan to gradually increase oil production through July in place. WTI rose $1.40, or 2.1%, to $67.72, logging their highest settlement since the 22nd of October 2018. Brent gained 93 cents, or 1.3%, to $70.25 a barrel, touching an intra-session high of $71.34 a barrel, and logging their highest settlement since May 2019. US Treasury yields advanced as US bond markets resumed trading following the Memorial Day holiday, with the latest ISM manufacturing activity report highlighting mounting pricing pressures and supply chain bottlenecks. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 2.1 basis points to 1.61%. And the Australian dollar is buying around 77.5 US cents. First quarter gross domestic product growth data headlines today's Australian economic calendar.
Your needs or objectives.